Other people see your spirit through your eyes. Hey, if you're in a dark place, like this world physically, and two headlights come at you, what is it to see first, the headlights or the car?
Headlights.
Well, in the dark world, as you're walking around, what do you see first? Your two headlights. You need a lamp to walk in this dark world, right? Well, your eyes are that lamp.
Just tied in last night.
Tied in last night.
Unbelievable.
All right, the eyes are your lamp, but that means radiation. And sure enough, don't you have the feeling of reaching out when you're even looking physically?
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're not treading on physics. You know perfectly well that's nonsense by physics. Nevertheless, there's deeper needs within you than physics. And anyway, we're talking about spiritual things, finally, so that physics has no bearing in this. So it isn't that we're denying the usefulness of physics. It's that this is heavier.
Wow. I remember when you were witnessing to somebody, you said something to him like, you know, there's a spirit behind those two eyeballs that you're looking out of.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I say that a lot. Yeah.
I didn't know what I was talking about.
I want to get in there and talk to that spirit.
Yeah. The way the eyes move and the way people move their eyes and stuff like that really tells you sometimes where they're at. You know, they look down and they glare at you or they're concentrating. Just the way the muscles move the eyes, you can tell certain things about the person. You know,
your eyes light up your whole body for others to see. In other words, your eyes light up your mind, shed light on your mind, your heart, your personality, your soul, your spirit. Your eyes shed light on all that. That's the very term, the figure of speech, shed light on that. So when I look at you, your eyes shed light on those things. So I can calculate what you're like. Really? That term shed light on it is the very phrase used.
Hey, you know what?
Because of the name. You don't want to say your name either. Most people don't want to do that either. Those who do what is true come to the light, that it may be clearly seen. Yeah, and the other ones stay away from the light. They don't want the light. Again, you must take that spiritual, the real spiritual, in this whole context. Heavy.
Poor Rob. But the thing is why? I mean, or how, or whatever. I mean, why your eyes, you know?
Because Jesus said so.
But I always looked at people's eyes and wondered.
And these little things he said, you know, one by one, you know, the King of the Heavens suffers violence. Now that, just tonight, in the reference Bible, Trail's reference Bible, John 10:1 and Matthew 11:12. He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and men of violence take it by force. Those are the same. You see that? You see that? Now how does that work? Well, the Father of spirits just revealed it himself through the Holy Spirit. The Father of spirits is God is called. The Father of spirits.
How about King James, who is called the Father of lights?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Thessalonians it says that we're sons of light.
Yeah.
Sons of the light.
Well, it's a cute figure of speech. And in fact, they're even to be mocked. Have you seen the light, brother?
Yeah.
You know, until you see what it really means. And you see the depth of it. Gary, it's a freak out. You into this? What are we saying? What is the eye?
The light.
Again, Matthew, John 11:8, 11:9. If one walks in the darkness, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Right? Again. I am the light of the world. Now, spiritually, the Holy Spirit being oil and light, so it comes down to finally spiritually this part here. It means that the Holy Spirit is the lamp of your new creation body. You're a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. That includes your body, your mind, everything. You're a new creation. If any man be in Christ, you're a new creation. Not that your body is a new creation, but you are a new creation. And part of a man is even your body, your personality, and so forth. You're a new creation. And before, physical life was how you walked. Now, it's spiritual life, the Holy Spirit. And he's the lamp of your new creation body. Well, being spiritual, you were spiritual sons of light. That seems ridiculous, but that's not right. We're just groping after these things. I'm going to have to learn how to put this clearly. I'm not putting it well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Put your hands. Praise God. The eye is a lamp of the body. And your new creation body. And it's the Holy Spirit. Listen high the Holy Spirit. It's the green, the heavy green too. have that light, you mustn't hide it. You let it shine. It gets you in trouble, doesn't it? Given this speaking, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. That doesn't mean it's off of it. Oh, there's so many heavies in the baby. Any questions? Do you have any actual questions? Everybody's freaked out over here. Hey, you're a spirit. Remember that. You're a spirit.
One